gentleman who knows it very well, Slava Malamud, joins us. Slava, obviously, I think it's better when the host country makes it to the medal round, just because the building atmosphere will be great. But what was your thoughts? Was this coaching? Was it the players? What went wrong for Russia today?
Well, first of all, hello. Nice to be on the program again. I hope you can hear me well, because you're in the pub right now, from what I understand, and so am I, because this time of the Olympics, Mother Russia needs a drink, obviously. To answer your question, the coaching was left a lot to be desired. Unfortunately, this coach was hoisted upon us, and this job was hoisted upon the coach by the powers that were. Because someone told our illustrious leaders of the country that this was the coach that was supposed to take Russia to its glory. I don't think Coach Bill Zinatula Belidinov really wanted this job that much. Whatever the case may be, he tried to do what he did in the KHL that was successful for him. Obviously, it wasn't successful here. It was actually a complete disaster as we entered the tournament with only one functioning line. Ovechkin and Malkin never meshed, never had any chemistry whatsoever. Unfortunately, Coach Bill did not have either the flexibility or the personnel to change things up and put Ovechkin with another center. We had only the Kovalchuk, Datsuk, Radulov line to rely upon, to fall back on. And as good as that line was, obviously that's not enough to win the Olympics. And Russia was left with what it's usually left with, a bunch of talented individuals trying to win the game by itself. You know, they got hit with a great team in Finland, and they couldn't respond.
You here in Canada, a lot of people wondering, where's Crosby, right? He only has 2 points so far. Ovechkin, only one goal. I guess the same thing. Him and Malkin, what did you see? Was the reports true? Him and Malkin weren't on the page with the coach? And if so, do you know what it was they were in disagreement with their coach?
They were not meant to be together. It's a marriage made in hell, and obviously something needed to be done. But who else do you put Ovechkin with? Do you pair him up with Anisimov? No. Anisimov never showed up for this tournament. Do you pair him up with Tereshenko, who was playing on a shutdown line? Can you imagine Ovechkin as a shutdown winger? No. We just didn't have the personnel. There was nobody else there for Ovechkin to play with. He was stuck with Malkin, and the coach basically told him, well, you two guys are superstars. You make $1 billion between you two. Just go and make it work. And they couldn't. They're just two different type of players. And Ovi needed Backstrom to get a Russian citizenship in order to start clicking. I mean, he's not used to a center like Malkin. And Malkin simply isn't used to be the waiter for Ovechkin to just serve him pucks. It was not a combination. It was meant to work. And if you look at the Team Canada, where, Coach Babcock was willing to play musical chairs with the wingers in order to make Crosby happy, we didn't have either the coaching expertise or the personnel to make Ovechkin happy and Malkin happy. We probably need somebody like Babcock to lead our team, but since we are Russia and we are too proud to invite a foreign coach, it'll never happen.
Slava Malamud joins us from a pub in Russia, having a beer. A tough day for Mother Russia, as he says, losing to the Finns in the quarterfinals. What about there was a lot of people suggesting that there was too much emphasis on KHL guys, excluding Kovalchuk and Radulov, who we both think are NHL talented players. Did you notice that? Is there where they're trying to promote their own players? Did that play a factor?
Well, I have absolutely no beef with either Kovalchuk or Radulov.
Yeah.
They both played well.
Agreed.
Datsuk came here on one healthy knee and made this team click, and he was the only one who really, really left it all out there. There should be a monument to Datsuk, the way he played. Radulov, for all his madness, I mean, he's a brilliant madman. I mean, he'll do a lot of horrible, stupid things, but when he really cares about playing a game of hockey, he's extremely good at it. And he was very good at it, at least in the last three games. And you look at Kovalchuk, I mean, he accepted the role he was given, and he allowed Datsyuk to lead him, and he did it, and he did a lot of good things for us. You know, these guys, there's no beef with them. Our defense is horrendous. Even our NHL guys, you look at Nikitin getting completely undressed by Altonen, a guy who plays in the Finnish league. You saw Voinov, who was supposed to be our best defenseman, cough the puck up in the neutral zone, lose the foot race to Granlund from the Minnesota Wild. And basically, I mean, you saw no cohesion, no thought, no desire, and no competence from anyone beyond that first line. And you know, as much as people are going to blame Varlamov for this loss, I don't think it's on him. It's a team loss. Any goalie is allowed to make one mistake in a tournament like this, and that's what he did. He made one mistake. But overall, I think it's the lack of vision, it's the lack of personnel, and it's the fact that Russia, after all these years of being killed by superior teams, and Finland in particular, still has not learned to play team hockey, which is shameful and terrible.
Slava, looking at, you know, the overall development of the Russian program, you know, obviously they've got some great elite top guys at the end, but, you know, you mentioned their blue line. They don't have enough, you know, and Russia has a lot of people playing hockey. What's gone wrong in the development of young Russian players in your mind? How come we're not seeing as many great players as we used to?
Well, that's a great question, and I've asked that question to many competent people, including Coach Bykov, who was our leader in Vancouver. We just don't develop defensemen somehow. It just doesn't happen for us. Unfortunately, we do not have the blueprint. We do not have the foundation to build upon, and we do not have the proper experience down there at the youth level where you should have it. We probably need more foreign experience. We probably need more North American or maybe Northern European experience on our side. We're too proud to use it. We're too set in our ways. We think that all we need is a magical, charismatic man to conjure up the memories of Anatoly Tarasov and the 1970s unbeatable USSR team, and we'll magically return to that time. Time has passed us by. It's the 21st century, and we've got a whole bunch of people in charge of hockey who still live in the 20th century and are unable to lead us to that promised land. Unfortunately, I don't see that changing anytime soon, because hockey in Russia is politics first and sports second, and we simply are not willing to accept the fact that we have been left behind.
Slava, quickly, if you're at the pub right now, what's the drink of choice?
Well, I had a beer. There's still a lot of work to be done. The Olympics are still going on somehow, and I actually have to get up at 7 o'clock tomorrow and hurry to the airport to bid the last farewell to our boys. But it looks like most of the personnel here are just sort of put this game behind and trying to concentrate on otherwise pretty successful Olympics for Russia.
Oh yeah, it looks like it's been very successful. I know there was the talk about the price tag early, and maybe it was a little too much than they wanted. But outside of the original reports of the dogs and the some of the hotels not being ready, the scenery the scenery looks fantastic in Russia. And you know, outside of hockey, Russians have done very well so far in this Olympics.
Oh, yeah. We've done very well. Our great Russian hero, Vic Wild, has won a gold medal in snowboarding. Obviously, he's American, but he married a beautiful Russian girl who won the bronze on the same day. It's a good human interest story right there. Our bobsledders have done well. Our skeleton sledders have done well. We've got some good stories in figure skating. It's not that bad, and actually the amenities and the facilities are good. When you consider that it was a swamp 5 years ago, there was nothing here, literally. The things that the people were able to achieve, whatever the price tag was, is pretty staggering, and I think people are having fun here. It's not as good as it was in Vancouver 4 years ago, because Vancouver was all in the middle of a city, and you could sort of feel the pulse of the city. Here we're a little bit away from the city. We're in our own little enclave, but overall, everything looks good and beautiful, and the atmosphere is very nice.
Well, Slava, I really appreciate you doing this so late over there in Russia. Get some sleep, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.